And welcome back to Out of the Woods, remembering Pete Seeger tonight and playing plenty of Pete. We got some more for you right now, but we got to keep this music going. Only 30 minutes left of the show, and I got a couple sets left for you. So we're going to go back to the Tomorrow's Children record once again. That came out in 2010. Dar Williams is going to help out Pete on this one, and it was the only original song, I guess, written for this one. Or at least it says a brand new song, Solotopia, featuring vocalist Dar Williams. So we're going to hear it for you right now on Out of the Woods.
300 years ago, Sir Thomas More invented the word utopia, where everything was going to be hunky-dory. But now we know it's going to be a green-powered earth, and that'll be Solartopia.
Was there an Adam? Was there an Eve, or did we evolve from what we conceived? Either way, we got what was needed when the sun shone down on the Garden of Eden. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia?
Lost, so we had to work to pay the cost. And so we went digging into the ground and started to burn many things we found. But don't you know
we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia all over God's green world.
We multiply. We needed more. The rich got rich, the poor got sore. The fuel ran scarce, the price jumped high. And so we gave nuclear power a try. But
don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia all over God's green world.
But the nuclear plants were built in haste, with too many risks, no place for waste. And so from Seabrook to Shoreham Town, we have to shut those new plants down. But
don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia, Solartopia, Solartopia. Don't you know we're gonna have a Solartopia all over God's green world.
Now we're fighting wars over oil and gas. No matter who wins, it will not last. The earth is scarred, the planet is warming. Don't you think that all of it's a great big warning?
Woody, I met there in 1940, and he let me tag along after him because he was like my big, big education learning about America. I'd gone to private schools all my life. I was 21 there in 1940, and he was 27. And he said, Pete, you ever been west? Well, I had to confess, never. I'd been to Washington. Oh, yes, I once took a trip south. My father wanted me to hear mountain music and took me to a folk festival in Asheville, North Carolina. Oh, that was a revealing trip. We drove down some little mountain roads where there was no money at all, absolutely no money. I thought I knew slums from the slums of New York, but these mountain slums were two times worse. But that's all I knew. So he said, well, Pete, I got to drive out to see my wife and family there out in Texas. Tag along. Walking down Death Row, I sang for three men destined for the chair. Walking down Death Row, I sang of lives and loves in other years. Walking down Death Row, I sang of hopes that used to be. Through the bars into each separate cell, yes, I sang to one and two and three. If you'd only stuck together, you'd not be here. If you could have loved each other's lives, you'd not be sitting here. And if only this you could believe, you still might, you might still be reprieved. Walking down Death Row, I turned a corner and found to my surprise there were women there as well, with babies in their arms before my eyes. Walking down Death Row, I tried again to sing of hopes that used to be. But the thought of that contraption down the hall, waiting for whole families, one dozen, two or three. If you'd only stuck together, you'd not be here. If you'd love another's child as well as your own, you'd not be sitting here. And if only this you could believe, you still might, you might still be reprieved. Walking down Death Row, I concentrated singing to the young. I sang of hopes that flickered still. I tried to mouth each separate human tongue. Walking down Death Row, I sang of hopes that still might be. Singing, singing, singing down Death Row, to each separate human cell. 1 billion, two or three, or four, or five, or six, or seven. If we'd only stuck together, we'd not be here. If we could love each other's lives, we'd not be sitting here. And if only this we could believe, we still might, we might still be reprieved.
Back in 1942, I was part of a good platoon. We were on maneuvers in Louisiana one night by the light of the moon. The captain said we gotta ford the river, that's where it all began. We were knee-deep in the big muddy and the damned fool kept yelling to push on. The sergeant said, "Sir, are you sure this is the way back to base? Sergeant, I once crossed this river not a mile above this place. It'll be a little soggy, but we'll keep on slogging. We'll soon be on dry ground. Well, we're waist deep in the big muddy and the damn fool kept yelling to push on." "Captain, sir, with all this gear, no man will be able to swim." "Sergeant, don't be a nervous Nelly," the captain said to him. "All we need is a little determination. Follow me, I'll lead on. Well, we're neck deep in the big muddy and the damn fool kept yelling to push on." All of a sudden, the moon clouded over. All we heard was a gurgling cry. And a second later, the captain's helmet was all that floated by. The sergeant said, "Turn round, men, I'm in charge from now on. And we just made it out of the big muddy with the captain dead and gone." Stripped and dived and found his body stuck in the old quicksand. I guess he didn't know the water was deeper than the place where he'd once been. But another stream had joined the muddy a half mile from where we'd gone. Well, we're lucky to get out of the big muddy when that damn fool kept yelling to push on. Want to draw conclusions, leave that to yourself. Maybe you're still walking, maybe you're still talking, maybe you've still got your health. But every time I hear the news, that old feeling comes back on. We're neck deep in the big muddy and the damn fools keep yelling to push on. Knee deep in the big muddy and the fools keep yelling, push on. Waist deep in the big muddy and the damn fools keep yelling, push on. Waist deep, neck deep, we'll be drowning before too long. We're neck deep in the big muddy and the damn fools keep yelling, so push on.
Dick Guckin here on Out of the Woods. My absolute favorite version of that song. I like it even better than Pete's. Sorry, Pete. Waist Deep in the Big Muddy. Another one from Where Have All the Flowers Gone? The songs of Pete Seeger as we celebrate the life and legacy of Pete today. We lost him this week at the age of 94, as you already know, I'm sure. We had Pete in there, Walking on Death Row, another track from the Appleseed 10th anniversary, Sowing the Seeds. And we had My Big Education, which is a little spoken word thing about Woody Guthrie, from Pete once again there, and all that stuff, and his road trip with his dad, and a whole bunch of stuff. But started off the set there, Solartopia from Tomorrow's Children. Pete Seeger CD that came out in 2010, and that one featured Dar Williams helping out there. Nice stuff. All right, well, we have one more set of music and only 15 minutes left, so we're going to get right to it now. I have to play this one. It would be stupid not to. Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Pete Seeger on Out of the Woods.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? The girls have picked them, everyone. Oh, when will you ever learn? Oh, when will you ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? They've taken husbands, everyone. Oh, when will you ever learn? Oh, when will you ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? They're all in uniform. Oh, when will you ever learn? Oh, when will you ever learn?
From Woody to the Weavers, you can count on Pete Seeger. Come up with a great sing-along. Like Guantanamera, if I had a hammer, where have all the flowers gone? He'd teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing. From the Midwest to the Congo, he would sing Abby Yo-Yo and All My Children of the Sun. Every song had a story, a power and a glory like we shall overcome. He'd teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing. Sing along. I was a kid in the city, sitting home watching TV, when I came upon a rainbow quest. There was Pete and Judy Collins and Elizabeth Cotton playing Freight Train, Freight Train on my TV set. Teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing, teach the world to sing along. From the 40s to the 50s, through the 60s and the 70s, in his 80s and still going strong. With a 12-string and a banjo, he would take the stage solo, rising up with the power of a song. He'd teach the world to sing, teach the world
to sing. Teach the world to sing. Teach the world to sing along. From Woody to the Weavers, you can count on Pete Seeger to come up with a great sing-along. Like Guantanamera, if I had a hammer, or where have all the flowers gone? He'd teach the world to sing. 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 Teach the world to sing.
Here we go. If I had wings,
if I had wings
like
Nora's dove,
I'd fly up the river,
I'd fly up the river
to the one I love.
I had wings,
I
started laying down wreaths on the old cenotaph. Relatives grieve as the band marches past. A remembrance of heroes, gorgeous fathers and sons. The war is over, but the war carries on. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to love, a time to weep. The streets lie empty and the fields yield no crops. The rivers run deadly with chemicals dropped. Children gather to play round a cluster of bombs. The war is over, but the war carries on. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. Bright lit office or in some dark back room. All over the world they are eagerly groomed. The poor patriotic, the unemployed young. The war is over, but the war carries on. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to win, a time to lose. A time to obey, a time to refuse. A time of love, a time of hate. A time of peace. How long must we wait? To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. The war is over, but the wars carry on.
Happy trails, Pete.
Happy trails.
Wrapping things up, another turn, turn, turn called The War Carries On from David Farrard and his Journeyman CD. We heard from Pete Seeger along with Josh White and Roger McGuinn, most prominently there, on Dink's Song, another track from the Sowing the Seeds compilation. James O'Malley and a wonderful song for Pete Seeger from his CD Tales to Tell. And we started you off. Where Have All the Flowers Gone, of course, from Pete himself. All right, folks, do what you can to follow Pete's example out there. Bring people together any way you can. All right, folks, we'll see you next week. Don't forget, next week is going to be a far cry from what you heard this week. It's going to be the Loud Show. Out of the Woods Goes Electric. All right, folks, be safe. We're going to rock out next week.